You see, brothers and sisters,
Aaron already greeted all the parents and all the moms.
实在是忍不住还是要谢谢我们中间所有做母亲的
I have to once again thank all of you who are moms in our midst.
我们不是只有在母亲节才来感谢你们
We're not just thanking you because it's Mother's Day.
我们知道在座的 每一个家庭如果没有你们的存在他们不会
We know that in every home, if you did not exist, we would not be where we are today.
同样的，我们的教会里面，如果没有你们这些姐妹们这样子尽心竭力的服侍，我们也不可能有今天。
And similarly, our church family, it's not because of your service, your heart, passion, and we would not be where we are today.
当母亲是最难扮演的一个角色。
Being a mom, I believe, is the most difficult role to play. Particularly in this time, in this generation. You need to be able to endure the most amount of misunderstanding. And many, many challenges that do not lack that which the husband faces.
Helped on husband.
The requirement is just for wives these days is just to help their husband and to raise their children.
现在的妇女有很多人还需要出去做事，帮忙分担家务。But
nowadays, a lot of the women need to go and take on a job and to help with the economy situation at home.
而且在教会里面承受了很重的服侍。And
many services in the house of God.
所以我们真的是要感谢神，给我们有这么多好的母亲，感恩。 站在上面的，没有站在上面的，许多的母亲，我们都非常非常的谢谢。
We want to thank all the moms, those who are standing up here earlier, and those who are sitting down there. We really want to thank you with our hearts.
我们真的求神亲自的安慰、经过、祝福你们哈。
We pray that the Lord would comfort and bless you.
刚才这个 Aaron 在带诗的时候，他提到觉得我们好像离家才两个礼拜。
Aaron alluded to the fact that he felt that. Myself, we're only gone for 2 weeks. Realizing that we would be back so quickly. For Shanice and myself, these past few weeks felt like 3 months. I think this is the difference in terms of our generation, or at least misunderstanding. And many times as we were taking our journey out on the plane, Shanice would tell me I was home already. Again, happy to be able to come home, we thank God.
In the
3 weeks that we've been away, we had about 20 to 30 services. But these are only counts for the meeting times, but does not include the time that we have one-on-one and special training with co-workers. We really want to thank you for your prayers for us. These past two journeys, Sister Nancy has been suffering some back pain.
她一上飞机就赶快去看医生，结果医生初步检查说她是脊椎的风湿病，而且是很严重的。
And as soon as we landed, she went to see a doctor and has a very severe attack of arthritis in her spine.
所以还要叫她安排照 MRI 这些，所以我们也为她祷告。
And she actually had to take an MRI when she was abroad, and we actually prayed for her.
那我们前天回来, 还在 fight with 这个 jet lag, 时差。
Friday night when we came back, we were still fighting with jet lag.
那我现在要跟你们证明的，现在是澳洲的半夜3:30。
And it's 3:30 a.m. in Australia.
我就是想向你们证明，我们传道人有一个这个说梦话的恩赐。And
I want to prove to you that we as speakers, we have the gift of speaking in our dream.
虽然我们说梦话，但是它很 make sense， 然后头头是道的。
We can talk while we're sleeping, but it can make a lot of sense.
甚至我们的梦话有的时候还蛮属灵的。And
even our talks while we're sleeping are very spiritual as well.
我想你们都记得那次我到北卡去的时候，那个黄立夫教授看我那么累。
When I went to the trip to North Carolina, one of the brothers here saw that I was really, really exhausted and gave me some shots.
对，他说有一个传道人梦到他在讲道，醒来发现他真的在讲道。
There was a pastor who was dreaming that he was speaking, and when he woke up, he actually was speaking.
啊，那我还没有那么糟啊。
I'm not that bad yet.
啊，但是我们今天要讲的这个题目其实一点不容易讲。
But the topic that we want to address today is not a very easy topic to address.
那不容易讲，不是说这个内容太复杂。
It's not because the content is too complicated.
不容易讲是因为大家都懂。
It's difficult because you all probably know of it.
大家都听太多了。
You probably have heard of it before.
然后大家都有太多不同的看法。
And everybody will have a different perspective.
所以每次讲到教养孩子啦，夫妻相处之道啦，对我来说都是一个很大的挑战。
Every time we talk about raising children and the relationship between husband and wives, it's always a great challenge for me.
我的挑战是两方面的。
I have challenges twofold.
一方面是你真的没有做得很好。
One, I feel that I wasn't living it very well.
永远觉得在做丈夫、做父亲的角色上，我有很多成长的空间。
And certainly being a husband and being a father, I always felt I had a lot of room to grow.
但是另外一方面，对我来说很难的也是因为大家都懂太多了。
And the other aspect is that we are coming from so many different opinions.
而且大家有太多不同的看法了。
And we all look at it from our own perspectives.
而且其他的挑战就是懂太多，我们做不出来，后来就没时间了。
The greatest challenge is we all know it, but we can't do it, so we say, "I don't want to listen anymore."
所以我希望我们还是能够尽量的回到圣经来。
And I pray that today we come back to the Bible.
我希望我们在主的面前每一次见面的时候，我们都比从前更进步。
And every time we have this face-to-face encounter, we have grown since last time.
就跟 Aaron 说的，他希望回来他国语能进步。
And just as Aaron shared that when he comes back from China, he hopes that he can speak better Chinese.
所以你们今天考考。
I encourage everybody to speak to him in Chinese, test him right now, and then when he comes back, do the same.
我们两年前离开澳洲的时候，跟他们讲，特别提醒他们，上次见面的时候绝对不可以讲说，哎呀，你都没改变。
And 2 years ago, we reminded all the brothers and sisters in Australia that when we see each other again next time, don't say the phrase, "Oh, you haven't changed a bit."
如果人家跟你说，你就要当做是神差他来骂你的。
And if somebody says that to you, you need to treat it as God has sent someone to scold you.
可是你知道我是。这次澳洲，我最想讲的话是哪一句话吗
？Do you know when I went this time, what is the one phrase that I want to say the most？
我看到那么多熟的、认识的弟兄姊妹，我差不多都想说，你怎么都没有变
？And there's so many faces that I saw, I wanted to say, "Oh, you look the same."
但是我不好意思讲。
But I dare not say it.
所以我在结束的时候，我跟他们讲，我说我这次来澳洲，心里面受到最大的刺激。
And I said that this time, my trip to Australia, the greatest encouragement that I had.
就发现你们都比两年前年轻很多。
And it looks like you guys are all younger than when you were 2 years ago.
我讲的是真的。
And I'm being real.
我不晓得是他们那边的水比较好呢，还是生活比较 easy 呢，还是物价比较高呢
？I don't know. It's because the water's better.Their less stress or their quality of life is better.
他们相对起来比我们看起来真的就是变得年轻，而我们是变得老化。
And in comparison, I could tell you they look like they actually got younger in the last 2 years, and we actually aged.
我记得我上次跟你们讲过，有一次我在中国讲到，因为我事情太多了，所以看起来比我实际年龄老了。
And remember, I shared with you one time I was in China. I said that because I've gone through so many operations, I actually look older than my actual age.
结果神就安排了一个弟兄来安慰我，他说你一点都不老，顶多60好几。
So the Lord said.And a brother to come for me and say, "Oh, you don't look old at all. You're about 60, right?"
And
I was only about 40-some years old.
所以我这次在澳洲的时候，他们跟我神气哈，有一个年轻的弟兄，真的长得很帅，大概不到30岁的样子。他说我已经有两个孩子了。
And there was a brother who looks very handsome and looks like he wasn't any more than 30 years old. He said, "I have 2 kids already."
然后吵完的时候，他就说：“你猜我几岁？”
And then afterwards he says, "Guess how old I am."
我说你顶多60好几。
I say you couldn't pass 60 years old.
所以我讲完以后，我就跟大家讲，以后只要有任何弟兄姊妹们，我不会这样回答的。任何弟兄问我叫我猜他几岁，我都说你60好几。
So, I learned the lesson. I learned the example myself. That any brother who would ask me, "Guess how old I am?" I would say, "You're no more than 60 years old."
免得以后再被别人欺负了。
If I be abused by someone verbally.
因为这个我们需要长进，真的。
So we all need to grow. We all need to improve.
因为我几乎在各地都跟同工们交通，我前一阵子跟自己同工们的交通的一个点。
Everywhere that we went, we share with the coworkers the things, the message. will be passed on in our midst.
我就觉得整个世界堕落的速度远远远远超过神他长进的速度。
As the world is falling at a rate that is faster than the growth of the church.
整个世界堕落的速度甚至远远超过神他属灵领袖长进的速度。
And the rate by which the world is falling is faster than the rate by which the leaders in the house of God are growing.
我们已经看见美国这个国家在财务上已经有很严重的赤字。
And we see in America, economically, there's a great negative.
我记得将近三十年前，二十多年前，我们在加州的时候，州政府这个盈余钱多到一个地步，还退税。
And about 30 years ago, I remember California has a surplus. We actually gave money back to everyone.
现在穷到一个地步，什么都 cut。
And now we're in such a poverty state, so we're cutting everything.
这个国家已经严重的赤字。
And we're in a serious deficit.
但是我们有没有想到，在属灵上，或是在属灵的力量上，今天神家也严重的赤字。
But have we looked at it from the evaluation of the spiritual growth, the spiritual capacity in the house of God? Are we also in a deficit?
就是今天神家的领袖如果不觉醒，不带着整个教会起来长进的话
，the leadership of the church would not rise up and cause the entire house of God to grow.
如果我们不在这里积蓄力量的话，其实早晚有一天会崩盘的。
If we don't gather our strength sooner or later, it's going to be dispersed.
我们已经看到我们的下一代，不要说下一代，连我们这一代这个 baby boomer 哈，这个婴儿潮的人。
And we see the next generation, not to mention the next generation, our generation, the baby boomers.
我不晓得真的到我六十好几的时候，我大概已经拿不到 social benefit。
And I think by the time I get to 60 years of age, I probably won't be able to receive any social security.
因为美国已经把我们这些纳税人所有付的税钱几乎都已经花光，而且欠钱。
And all the social security accounts has been spent, and we're actually moving the deficit mode.
我就不晓得我们 next generation， 包括整个大自然，为什么今天有人讲环保、环保、环保？因为我们留给了我们下一代最可怕的世界。
And the next generation, and also the world, the earth as a whole, everybody's talking about recycling, recycling, and I don't know what kind of world we'll be leaving for the next generation.
但是当我们所有的注意力都在外面，财务的赤字，这个天然资源的这个 shortage， 这个缺乏，但是我们确实常常忽略到神家其实也是赤字的。
Oftentimes our eyes are set on financial deficits. We look at the deficit or the reduction of natural resources, but we seldom look at the condition of the house of God.
尤其在我回来以前，因为我在那边看报纸不方便，有人告诉我说，奥巴马又公开的表达支持同性恋结婚的事情。
And it wasn't convenient for me to read the news paper back when I was in Australia, but I just heard that President Obama had openly endorsed gay marriages.
我们心里面非常的难过。
And our hearts are very saddened by it.
但是另外一方面，我们似乎已经说不要稀奇，这个世界越变越糟。
But at the same time, we do not marvel the fact that the world is decaying at a very rapid rate.
但是我们决定不是无可奈何的妥协，或是在这里忍受世界的堕落。
But we do not compromise helplessly and feeling like we could just let the world fall.
我希望我们所有整个教会，我们一起起来面对这个时代。
I pray the entire house of God would rise and face this generation together.
你有没有想过，我们所有的人这一辈子就只活一次？
Have you realized you only live once?
不管回教佛教讲的整个人的轮回，我们在座有哪一个人曾经活过一次过？
Regardless of what other faith may talk about reincarnation or whatever and what so, how many of you lived before?
不管你中间是机器、猪是人，你有人活过吗？没有嘛，我们就是活这么一次。
No matter what kind of beast or what a person you might be, you realize you only live this one time.
神为什么让我们生在这个时代？
Why did God cause to be born in this generation and this time?
为什么让我们成为中国人？
And why are you Chinese?
神为什么让我们这些人过五关斩六将来到美国，又来到加州，来到同一个教会。
I see many difficulties and trials. You come to America, you come to California, and here in this church.
神为什么让你生在这个家里面
？Why are you born in this particular family？
难道你出生前你做过决定吗？我要不要当他的儿子
？Is it that you made a decision in the past life? I chose to be these the sons and daughters of these parents.
我们全部都是在神主宰的权柄底下，他安排的，他预备的。
We are all under the sovereignty of God and His prepared. What He has prepared, what He has ordained.
所以当整个世代这样子严重的堕落的时候
，And when the entire world is falling.
我们不能够把自己的软弱、家庭的问题，或是我们自己一切的问题推给这个世代啊。
We cannot just push all of our weaknesses and all of our shortcomings and blame it on this generation.
神在创立世界以前就拣选了我们。
Before the foundation of the world, God has chosen us.
在我们受造还没有过一天的时候，神通通知道我们的日子。
Before the day of your creation, God knew all the days of your life.
神 所以为什么要让David二人生到我们家成为我们的儿子这么倒霉呢?
Why is he even airborne in our family and have to go through such a hard time?
所以为什么让你成为那个人的父母亲那么辛苦呢?
And why did God make you the parents of so-and-so so you would be miserable?
所以为什么让他那么有福呢?看他的孩子多乖。
Oh, why would God bless so-and-so? Oh, how wonderful their kids are.
弟兄姐妹,都要把原因先丢到外面去,我们要相信背后有圣主宰的权柄。
But don't cast all your reasoning on the outward influences, but to trust that God has His sovereignty.
所以如果我们从永恒来看这一生的时候,
and when we look at our lives through the perspective of eternity,
每一个人都要非常的珍惜神量给我们的人际关系。
And every one of us needs to treasure this relationship we have that God has measured for us.
神早就知道这个人给你一辈子。
God knew already that this person will be with you for the rest of your life.
神从你世界以前就决定你要生在这个家中，成为他们的儿女，你是中国人。
But before the foundation of the world, the Lord has said, you will be born under these parents, and you will be Chinese.
所以我们要在我们已经被神预备的条件环境底下，我们要一起相爱，一起 work together， 我们来面对我们所处的时代。
And we need to come and trust ourselves in God's hand and work together and to live through this generation.
我再说哈，如果今天教会不觉醒，这个世界只会越来越可怕的堕落，而且更快速的堕落。
And once again, I say to everyone, if the church of God does not wake up and rise up, this generation will fall faster and faster.
所以我们需要起来祷告。
So we need to rise up and pray.
然后我们需要起来，不能够再self-centered过自己的生活。
And we need to rise up and no longer be self-centered and live our own lives.
而我们真的需要整个教会 work together， 大家一起起来。 我们来保护我们的儿女，保护我们的家，保护我们的教会。
We need the entire church to rise together as a church family to protect our next generation, our younger ones, and our families.
然后在肢体上面，我们能够把神的爱、神的救恩、神的恩典，我们能够传扬给我们周围的人，能够有影响力。
And actively we will spread the good news, the gospel to all those around us, that we may be a source of influence in this time and generation.
所以任何时候我们讲家庭生活。
So anytime when we talk about family relationships,
如果离开了神永远的旨意，离开了教会这个 context 的话，那是一件危险的事情。
And whenever we talk about it outside the context of the eternal purpose and will of God, and outside the context of the church, it's something that's very dangerous.
因为你只是想养出一个很幸福的家庭，很自私的孩子。
But because all you wanted to raise up is a very harmonious family, very selfish child.
一定要为着神的旨意而活，一定要为着我们所处的时代而活。
We need to live for the will of God. We need to live for the condition of this generation today.
所以我们养孩子，就像爱因斯坦说的，不要羡慕做成功的人，要羡慕做一个有价值的人。
And when we raise a kid, when we raise a family, just like Einstein said, do not aspire to be a successful person, but be someone who is.
有 influence， 有 value，
有价值，因为每一个人对成功的定义就是不一样。 Because everyone's definition of success is different.
你看看，你觉得怎样子的孩子叫好孩子？
What is your definition of a good kid？
很多人对成功都有不同的定义。
So everybody has a different definition of success.
我认为我的孩子能长生存就叫做成功。 I believe.
Whenever some parents may think that my kids would attend Ivy League schools, they're successful.
或者我的孩子会这个，会那个，会那个，会那个，这个叫成功。
Or they can do this, they have this skill set, this skill set, they are successful.
但是同时呢，神在乎我们要有价值。
But brothers, God cares about our value.
对神有价值，对这个世界有价值。
We're valuable in the sight of God, valuable in the sight of this world.
所以亲爱的同时呢，我们是在为神养孩子。
So brothers, we are raising children up for the Lord.
因为我们感谢神把这么可爱的孩子，我刚刚是开玩笑的。
At the same time, I really thank God for giving us wonderful children.
We are so proud that we have such good children. We are very happy.
We are very proud that we have these children.
我相信在座的父母都是这样。
But I think every parent who's sitting in this room would feel the same.
虽然在青少年时期，大家会经过一点这个适应，但是大家都是宝贝自己的孩子。
As in the teenage years, we have some struggles, but we all treasure our kids.
别的孩子在外面犯错乱来，我们也不会在乎。而是别的孩子，我们很在乎。
Other kids who do wrong and they do whatever they want to do. We really don't care, but our kids, we care about them.
那我们特别爱自己的孩子，神圣自己的孩子，这是人之常情。
We love our kids, we adore our kids. This is something that is very reasonable.
但是我们在养孩子的时候，我们永远不能忘记一件事情。
But when we're raising children, we need to never forget this one thing.
孩子是耶和华所赐给我们的产业。The
children are the inheritance from the Lord.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
但是另外一面。
On the other hand,
孩子是神托付给我们。 从我们上一个终身的管家替神来养育敬虔的下一代。
Those are those who have been entrusted into our hands by the Lord that we may be faithful in training them up for the next generation.
你不能够自私的把他占有成为自己的，要从自己的方式来塑造他。
You cannot selfishly say they are mine. I want to raise them up according to my will.
圣经上特别说要照着主的教训和惩戒来养育他们。
And the Scripture particularly says that raise them up and admonish them in the Lord.
我好几年以前看见台福圣经上传扬。上面有一篇文章
and a number of years ago, we seen this gospel in Taiwan, and this, their articles today says this.
那个故事看的是蛮难过的。他讲到有一个妈妈有两个心爱的儿子。
It records a story. It says the mom has two wonderful sons.
啊，她非常爱他们，孩子也很孝敬他们，他们一家都非常的快乐。
She loves her sons, and her sons are very obedient. They honor their parents, and it's a very wonderful family.
结果有一天，她的两个孩子跟第一次同学到海边去游泳的时候
，One day, both of her sons went to the beach to swim with her friends.
她的同学掉到水里面不会游泳，她两个儿子跳下去救她。
Their friends.Was drowning in the middle of the ocean. Both of her sons went into the water to try to save
her. 那天海浪太大，她两个儿子全部淹死。
And that day, because of the riptides, both of her sons were lost.
你就晓得这两个孩子的正义感，那种助人、这种勇敢的精神，实在是很难得的孩子。
And you sense that among these two brothers, they have the sense of righteousness, sense of helping other people. They wanted to help that person that was drowning.
所以当这个消息传到母亲、父母亲的时候，他们都痛不欲生。这两个孩子太好了。
And when the news came to their parents were just in agony because they have two wonderful kids.
对，就在他最痛苦，不知道没有人安慰可以来取代他心中痛苦的时候。
And as they were hurting the most, and no words, no one can bring them comfort.
就是神亲自来安慰他。
God personally came and comforted them.
所以他在见证里面提到。
And in their testimony, they
mentioned. A
lot of times we forget that we are but stewards.
好像就像有一个朋友远行以前，把他两个最贵重的珍珠托你管理。
And just like a good friend, before he goes on a long journey, he gives you two wonderful pearls for you to keep.
他说：“在我回来拿以前，他说你要用，你可以用。”
He says, "Before I come and receive it back, you can use it if you want to."
他说：“当我的朋友回来的时候。”我能够因为我太喜欢他，我就不还吗
？And he says that when my friends return, is it because can I not return it to him because I love these pearls so much?
所以那天神提醒他，帮助他从一个拥有的一个父母，退回到另外一个的角色跟态度，就是孩子，我是他的管家，我是为神。来攀升这两个珍珠，这两个贵重的珍珠。
So the Lord reminded them and comforted them this way, and reminded them that you are but stewards and watching over what is precious to me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
我不晓得今天你对孩子的态度是占有呢，还是你真正也有那一份管家的心态。
And I don't know if you who are parents, are you possessive or are you having this attitude that I am but a steward in God's hand?
我今天又重新看我们去年，我给你送我父母亲这边弟兄姊妹的教导。
And I review once again the messages and the sharings that I have with all the parents last year.
我非常明白你说的，我们是要为神家养育一个成神的器。
This is something I see shared with everyone that we are raising up a mature vessel for the house of God.
他能够在神的手中有用来祝福这个时代。
They may be useful in the hands of God. They may be a blessing to this generation.
对，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天在母亲节，我们找到让主居首位，特别在孩子的教养上。
This morning on Mother's Day, when we come to the topic of let Him have the first place, we want to focus on raising the children.
啊，这是上半集。
And this is the first half.
上半集我的父亲节。
The second half, I will continue it on Father's Day.
对，讲到父亲节，有没有弟兄们上来唱《孩子的父亲》？
On Father's Day, fathers will come up here and talk about the virtuous fathers.
啊，那个不光不要拿去要求你的太太哈。
And don't take the song, go home and say, "Hey, honey, this song's for you."
我到各地去都有人 praise 我们教会的两个翻译。
No matter where I go, a lot of people praise our translators.
而且大家都已经注意到，他很多时候比我还激动，还 passionate。
A lot of people realize that he's much more passionate.
放松在地方，主要是下次来，真的请你把你的翻译弟兄带来。
They
have a
lot of money to pay for their
fare. 反正我讲了嘛，这个是很好的翻译。以前这个唐佑智教授讲说他到美国中部去讲道，跟美国的中部和这个 the Midwest， 他说那天教会的翻译没有来啊，所以一个从来没有翻译的被逼的上去要帮他翻译。
Someone who's never translated before got on the stage to translate。
所以那个翻译紧张的不得了，就不让唐牧师吃饭，就他把所有紧张要讲的点一个一点是一个。
He was extremely nervous, but he was not allowed to speak to me. He said, "Tell me every single point that you got to share."
结果没想到那天一上台的时候，变成这个翻译先讲的唐牧师跟后面。
The speaker ran ahead of the speaker. He began to deliver the message.
Every single detail he had to talk about.
The translator knew every single detail of what the speaker was going to talk about that day.
So I was going to ask him, what's next?
I don't want to say what's next. That's why I asked him, what's next?
What are you talking about? I just made 让主居首位。
Let's just for the Lord to have the first place.
在家庭里面，你如果真要建立一个基督化的家庭
，and in our families, if you really want Christ to be the center.
我们家里面最常挂的两种牌子，就是一个是基督是我家之主
，there are two flags we often hang up in our homes is that Christ is the Lord of our house.
另外一个是什么
？What's the other one？
至于我和我家，必定侍奉耶和华。
So in my house, we will serve the Lord.
我想这对我们来说都是一个提示。
We know that these are all reminders for us.
所以你要真要建立一个基督化的家庭
，if we want to have a family that is Christ-centered，
而不能只是光有心愿，或是光是靠一些牌子。
We can't just have a desire or use these plaques。
我们需要非常真实的学习，在家里面的每一个 practice， 每一个决定上面，我们让主主首位。
But in every, with all sincerity and in every practice, every action, we will acknowledge that the Lord would have the first place。
下个主日我先预告，现在正在人生面临抉择的时候，如何让主主。
And this Sunday, I will share about this, on the topic of how do we let the Lord have the first place in
this
house.
你如果在人家里面怎么花钱，你怎么样教养孩子，你怎么样去处理你们的这个娱乐时间，各方面的细节，如果没有让主居首位的话
，Let's see how you spend your money. How do you spend your past your leisure time? We do not let the Lord have the first place in our family.
其实这些通通都是对孩子的 education.
And you realize that all these things becomes your education to your children.
你千万不要以为是打开圣经，我跟你一起来family devotion 家庭祭坛的时候才是。教育。
Do not think that your family devotion time when you're reading the Bible with your kids are the only time that you're teaching them something.
很多的时候我们都会讲到，我们都已经跟孩子讲了，为什么他们没有听进去
？And oftentimes we say that I've told my kids, how come they don't listen? How come they don't listen?
但是弟兄姊妹，你要知道，这个打开圣经对他讲主的话的时间，大概在你平常对他说话的时间，可能不到5%。
And you realize the time that you spend reading the Bible with them is but about 5% of your dialogue time with him.
你平常怎么生活？怎么花钱？怎么夫妻吵架？怎么样子做决定？怎么样子对待神家的态度？通通都在讲话。
How you live? How do you spend your money? How do you interact with your wife? How do you serve the house of God? You are speaking constantly.
你跟他们说礼拜天迟到一点没关系了，你先吃完饭再去。通通都在讲话。
Sunday morning, we could be late a little bit, finish your breakfast, and then we'll go. You're speaking. You're teaching them.
你的成绩 No.1， 教会不要管不去没关系，就是你都在讲话。
Embrace the most important. You can skip church for now. You're speaking to them.
你自己怎么样对你的上一代都在讲话。
How? What is your attitude to your parents? You are telling your children something.
你自己是不是天天有灵修生活？自己是不是过敬虔的生活？你都在讲话。
Do you have a spiritual devotion? Do you have a spiritual walk with God? You are speaking to your children.
这种 silent language 更 powerful， 你知道吗？
You realize that these silent languages are more powerful than what you teach.
所以我们在神面前，我们教养孩子上，我们一定要在主面前要谦卑又谦卑，知道我自己需要主。
So we need to be humble and more humble before God and say we need the Lord.
我们要全家带着全家是真正的让主居首位。
When we lead this family, we really have the Lord to be the first place in our
lives. 所以 Jesus or the Christ must be the center of our life. 其实必须是我们生活的中心。
When we say Jesus Christ must be the center of our life.
这个如果父亲母亲带着孩子们真正信主为大，这个差距是不一样的。And
I say, our mom and dad, if you acknowledge the Lord, you exalt the Lord, we know that this family would be different.
不管你中间经过什么风波，经过一些的起伏，我们的重心没有改变的话，这个差距是稳的。And
regardless of the storm that this family may face, if you realize your focus and your aim is on Christ, this sooner or later you discover this family will be firm.
我好像以前讲过那个不倒翁，我忘了英文叫什么。
We talked about this, this one object.
它有一个非常非常清楚的重心在里面。
It's got a heavy base.
你打它摇来摇去的话，它一定稳的。
You hit it, you knock on it, it shakes left and right, but it won't fall.
不管这个家遭遇什么风波，遭遇什么挑战，遭遇到什么困难。
Doesn't matter what this family, what kind of storm, what kind of difficulty it faces.
它会摇，但是它早晚是稳的，它不会倒。It will
shake, but sooner or later it will steady itself. It will be firm.
因为那个中心是基督，它是以基督为主的。Because
the center of it is Christ, and Christ is the center of it.
那么在这里，我们圣经里面，我应该讲新约圣经里面关乎父母亲跟孩子之间的关系这个教导上面，这方面的教导。And
the New Testament, the Lord's teaching concerning our parents and children, their relationship.
那么我们读这两节圣经，哥罗西书3:20.
I'd like to ask you to read these scriptures, Colossians chapter 3, verse 20.
请做孩子们的，等一下要我要问你们问题的哈，你们要好好读，你们都很会读书。
I'm going to ask you questions with questions, you can study well, so pay attention.
读完这两节我就要问了。
And after these two verses, I will ask.
你们做儿女的要凡事听从父母，因为这是主所喜悦的。 然后以弗所书第6:1-3。你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。要孝敬父母，使你得福，才是长寿。这是第一条带应许的诫命。好，那么圣经在根据保罗所写的这两段，很清楚的就是儿女有两个很重要的事，是什么？
There are two key things that children we must do.
爸爸妈妈不要讲，我知道你们迫不及待的想讲答案。让孩子们自己照圣经说的，不是爸妈说的，也不是别人说的，也不是愚蠢说的，是圣经说的。
Because, young people, what is the word of God telling you to do? It's not what your parents are telling you or what Pastor Hugh is telling you.
有哪两件最重要？
What are the two things?
哎，你们这样怎么考大学？
How do you actually get into college?
Open book 都读不出答案来。
Open book answers, you can't even answer. Come on.
Obey.
Obey.
第一个要听从，第二个呢，我就刚不要再答了。Joy. Honor. Okay. Yeah. 那个，这个我不知道为什么哈，我不是小看美国哈，我觉得那个他们表达不出我们中文的味道。And
this particular verse cannot express the expression in the Chinese translation.
因为中文的受训远远远不止"honor"这个词能表达的哈。It's
actually a word, but. The honor in the English translation cannot compare to the term that the Chinese uses for that word.
那个孝顺说到你的心在你的爸爸妈妈的身上。
And this particular phrase equating to honor in the English translation speaks of the fact that the heart of the children is on their parents.
不管你愿意听从他们,
not only are you willing to listen to them,
你愿意体贴他们，满足他们,
to obey them, but to live according to their heart, to their satisfaction.
甚至在碰到好处、碰到享受的时候，你会优先让他们先享受。
Wherever there are good things that come along your life, your first response is, I want mom and dad to enjoy.
我也看到很多年轻人的表情很困惑，然后confused.
Now I see many of your faces, you're lost as I share about this.
因为可能跟你们听到的跟自己在家里面experience的正好相反。
Perhaps it's different from what you've heard or what you experienced at home.
因为平常好吃的东西都是孩子先吃了。Because
a lot of times when there's something good on the table, mom and dad says, hey, you eat first.
因为爸爸妈妈总是爱我们，你们先吃，让你们先享受好。
They love you so much, they want you to enjoy it first.
但是孝顺是除了把爸妈放在the first place, 在所有的人际关系里面, 我们把爸爸妈妈摆在前面。
I think it's filial piety, and Every time we do this, we acknowledge not God as first, but mom and dad as before us.
就这里知道两个，想着，要就是一定要听从父母。
And the very first thing is that you obey your parents.
第二个要顺从父母。
Two, to honor your parents.
听从父母，他讲到 how.
And how do you obey your parents?
不是我们这个为什么应该讲坏，这里知道两件事情，为什么我们要听从父母？
Why do we listen to our parents? And how do we listen to our parents?
一个是说到就是。
The reason why we will obey our parents is because it is pleasing to the Lord. You know in your heart that it pleases mom and dad. Perhaps your heart is thinking, nah, I don't feel very comfortable. But if you read the scripture, you discover this is what pleases the Lord. When you do this, it is pleasing to God, and God will bless you in return. Scripture in the Chinese, the English answer, so this is right, but in the Chinese it says that it's more than reasonable, it's obvious. Obey your parents, honor your parents, it's an obvious thing to do. You don't need a reason about it, this is what it ought to be. And I want to clarify, this is not just for the children, for the parents as well.
如果孩子不懂得顺服你的话，常常是因为我们太过度的奉承他。
And if your kids do not know how to obey you, oftentimes it's because we're too lenient.
我上次已经讲过了，我看就是我看到那些小孩子生下来，个个都可爱，是顺从天性的。I've
said this with everyone before that as a baby, as a child is born, when they're toddler, they're so cute.
然后你看到每一个爸爸妈妈见到他们孩子的时候，满脸笑容，就是我的儿子真的很乖。
They're all like angels, and whenever the parents talk about their kids, they say, "Oh, my kids are so great and wonderful."
啊，我说哇，他都不吵，他是真的不吵。
He's not very noisy. He's very quiet.
但是同样的妈妈，同样的孩子，过两年以后就不是这样了。
Same parents, same set of kids. 2 years from now, they're not the same. And the kids have such a tantrum.
他要什么东西都喊的，都用叫的。And
whatever he wants, he screams and he yells.
哦，这个妈妈就只好去应付他。And
mom just reacts to it.
好，就这么。 好好的孩子怎么被你搞成这个样子？He's
such a great kid. How did it turn into something like this?
我说我们每一个人小的时候都当过天使。And
I think we were all angels when we were.
但是如果今天你觉得你不像天使的话，就是很多人要负责任的，包括你自己。And
if you're no longer like an angel, there are many people that need to be responsible, including yourself.
有一个死刑犯。And
there was a death row inmate.
他要被执行之前，and
right before he was to be executed,
他们让他最后再跟他的父母见面。He
allowed him to see his parents last time.
昨天读那个故事，自己就很难过，那个母亲都哭的。When
I read that story, I felt so sad because that mother was just sobbing and sobbing.
她就摸着她孩子的脸，and
she held her son's face, and she with tears on her face, she said.
他说：“妈妈当初生你的时候不是这个样子的。This
is not how you were when you were born.
他杀了多少人，做了多少残暴的事情，被判的事情。He's
killed so many cruel things. Now he's been sentenced to death.
一方面，我们每一个人要为自己负责任。On
the one hand, we all need to be responsible for ourselves.
一方面，父母亲绝对负的非常重要的责任。At
the same time, parents, we have a big responsibility.
我不是说所有的责任都要丢给父母。And
again, please do not misunderstand me. I'm not saying all the responsibility.
因为你在圣经上看到很多很敬虔的榜样，但是他们的孩子就是不听话。And
you see many godly characters in the Bible, but the kids will not obey.
你看撒母耳的两个孩子不行他父亲的道。And
Samuel's two kids would not do according to the will of his dad.
大卫的儿子没有一个像大卫的。
His sons of David, none of them were like him.
撒母耳本身没有爸爸妈妈带，他们很小断奶就把他送到牢营里那里。可是撒母耳这么精神。Samuel
did not have good parenting. His mom gave him to the Lord when he was a child, and he was raised up in the house of God, but he was godly.
所以今天不是在这里争谁要负这个责任，谁不要负这个责任。We're
not here to say who is actually responsible for all this.
我们要在乎的就是。 我如果是父母，或者我如果是孩子，我有没有做好父母？我有没有做好我孩子的角色？
What we individually need to care about today is that if I am a parent, then I Did I play my role properly? If I'm the son child, did I play my role properly? Just like whenever we talk about relationships between husband and wife, whenever we come to Ephesians chapter 5, we talk about husband and wife together. Husband, you cannot say to your wife, because the scripture says, wife, obey in all things. How can you not obey me?
同样的姊妹不能够对丈夫说，像圣经上说要爱妻子，像基督爱教会，为教会舍己，你做了什么？
And now, wives, you cannot say to your husband, as the scripture says, as Christ died, loves the church, and dies for the church, so you should love me. What did you do for me?
要个人读自己的那一部分。
Everybody needs to read their own portion of the scripture.
然后你顺服神的话，做好自己的角色。
Then you obey God and do what you're supposed to do.
对方的责任交给神。
The other person's responsibility, hand it on to God. Try and see if God will do what He will do.
孩子们跟父母一样,
children and parents, the same thing.
孩子们，你随时在神的面前，凡事顺服自己的父母，然后要孝敬父母。
Children, you learn to obey your parents and honor your parents in all things.
圣经上在这里特别讲到，要在凡事上。
And scripture is very clear, it says, in all things.
然后第二个是要在主里面听从父母。
And then secondly, obey them in the Lord.
换句话说，我们听从父母，不仅仅要在各样的事情上，你服侍不服侍的都要学习顺服。
This is to say that regardless whether you agree with your obey,
但是同样的，要在主里面顺服父母。
But at the same time, it needs to be done in the Lord.
我们要靠着主的恩典，主的爱来学习顺服。
By the grace of God, by the love of God, you learn to obey.
另外一面，如果父母的要求不合圣经。 违背良心，是我们不能顺服的。
And secondly, if your parents require of you something that is against scripture, against your conscience, you cannot obey.
这边圣经上讲，妻子要在凡事上顺服丈夫，这个凡事的这个前提是在主里面。
And just the scripture says, wives, obey your husband in all things. The predicates upon the fact that these things are in the Lord.
所以父母亲叫你撒谎，为了可以赚钱，我们没有办法做骗人的事，不要答应。Parents
tell you to lie so you can earn a lot of money. Can't obey that.
这个丈夫叫妻子去卖淫，可以赚点钱，去卖身，你要听吗？
So your husband says, go sell your body that you may earn some profit for the family. Are you going to obey him?
我们不可能在这些事情上。
You cannot obey him.
所以任何的凡事的顺服是绝对是在神的旨意里面。
And every one of your obedience is always in the will of God.
所以我们做父母的，做孩子的，一定要先学习，只要父母亲对我的要求不是违背神。
And children, you need to know. If your parents' requirements of you is not against the scripture,
没有违背我们良心道德的话，我们都应该学习。
Not against morality, your conscience, you need to obey.
你不要说我的friend家里面都不是这样子，他们可以上网，可以上到12点1点的，为什么我9点钟就要上到？
Don't have the excuse to say, all my friends, oh, they could be on the internet until 12 a.m. and why have to terminate at 9 o'clock?
我们要学习信任父母对我们的管教。Trust
your parents' teaching and discipline.
我在澳洲，我就没有想到我们居住的这些家里面，我蛮感动的。很多家晚上9点钟就把internet删掉。
In Australia, all the family that hosted us, when we go there, we realize when we see that at 9 o'clock, the computer, the internet is shut down.
他们全家都讲好了，9点钟功课做完，shut down。
The whole family says, okay, use it, do your homework. When it's done, 9 o'clock, we're going to turn it off.
孩子乖得不得了，他们通通顺服。
All the kids, they obey.
所以弟兄姊妹，孩子们，我知道你们不喜欢听这个，但是你们需要听。
Mom and Dad, kids, I know, children, I know you don't like hearing this, but you need to hear it.
因为年轻人觉得自由，所谓的自由就是我想做什么就做什么。
And young people feel that freedom is to be able to do whatever I want to do.
因为一个大概率就是我那天在这个Auckland哈，纽西兰讲到的时候，底下坐了好几百个人。 位置不够，所以摆个小板凳，年轻人坐在我的脚前。
In Oakland, we were speaking because we were lacking spaces, and we had small schools in the front, and the young people sitting in the front.
我说你们到底什么叫 freedom？ 你们天天在追求 freedom，什么叫 freedom？ 告诉我。
I just want to ask you, you guys are all pursuing freedom. What is freedom? What is your definition of freedom？
就那第一排一个壮壮的一个胖的孩子，他说我想做什么就做什么。
A heavy-set kid, he says, I just do whatever I want to do.
我说exactly，我说这是 typical answer，年轻人都是这样回答。So
that's a great typical answer. All young people have the same response.
但是如果你想深一点的话，那个不叫自由。
But if you think deeper, that is not freedom.
真正的自由是我不该做的事情，我有能力不去做；我该做的事情，我有力量去做。
True freedom is that I will be able to not to do the things that I don't want to do, to do the things that I want to do.
这才是圣经里面的自由，这才是一个成熟的自由。
This is a mature freedom, a spiritual based freedom.
我想，在座有哪一个人喜欢去看医生的时候，听到医生对你说？你来吃什么就吃什么。
How many of you, when you go see the doctor, you like to hear the doctor tell you, "Hey, whatever you want to eat now, go and go eat it."
你知道这个背后表示什么吗
？Do you know what is behind this particular phrase?
他给你完全的 freedom， 你爱吃什么就吃什么，你爱喝 Coke 现在可以喝了。
He's now giving you complete freedom. Eat whatever you want to eat, drink whatever you want to drink.
对不起，我讲到这我要插出去哈。我在这边讲到有一个很可怕的情况。
I want to sidetrack a little bit. I want to speak of a very fast man.
我到澳洲去参加 potluck 吃饭的时候
，and when we were in Australia doing potluck, we were all eating.
你相信吗？中间居然放了臭豆腐跟榴莲。
There was a stinky tofu and durian on the table.
只是因为我在酒台上尝过榴莲很好吃。
Simply because I made a statement one time in a message that durian actually tastes very good.
然后我曾经尝过我很爱吃臭豆腐，其实闯祸了。
I mentioned in the message that I like stinky tofu. Now we're in trouble.
然后我到哪里吃榴莲都预备臭豆腐。
Everywhere we went, every table there was stinky tofu and durian on the table.
他们不知道在哪里买，是在网络上找到了，跑进来的。
They actually were very difficult to purchase those things. They actually weren't online to look for it.
好，那现在。这个常常有人提醒我，上了这个年纪，少喝可乐，少吃臭豆腐，少吃什么
？And so a lot of people will remind me in kindness, hey, when you reach your age, stop drinking coke, stop eating stinky tofu.
我去看医生，医生也会说要这样，要这样，要这样。
And when I go see the doctor, doctor says, okay, you gotta limit yourself and do this, 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 don't do that.
那你们都可以想象，如果有一天医生对我说，就像我十岁的时候接到医院的信说。他爱吃什么就让他吃什么。
Imagine one day, just like when I was 17, the doctor wrote a letter to my parents, let him eat whatever he wants to eat.
他想去哪里玩就让他去，他想做什么让他做吧，因为只剩下一年半。
Whatever he wants to play, whatever he wants to do, let him do those things because he's probably only got a year and a half to live.
让你有完全的自由，就表示对你已经不再有希望。
And to give you complete and absolute freedom means I have no longer hope for you.
没有一个父母亲不会管教孩子的，除非。圣经上说他是牺牲者，他不想管他。
No parent would not discipline their own children unless as the scripture says that they are illegitimate children.
他凡所爱的一定鞭打，一定管教。
Those whom they love, they will discipline and they will chastise.
所以孩子们做好你们那一部分。
So children, we do our part.
父母们做好我们的这一部分。
Parents, we do our part.
你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，恐怕他们失了自信。
Do not provoke your children lest they become discouraged.
以前我听到有一个弟兄惨叫，他说圣经写错了，怎么会我惹你的气？不是他们惹我的气。
One time, my father cried out, "What do you mean, me provoking my children? It's always them provoking me."
底下说到你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
And it says, "You fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in training and admonishment."
这里讲到惹他们的气，不是只是叫他们不高兴。
And this phrase provoking your children is not so that they would be on.
这里讲到 provoke， 肯定就是把他给激怒起来。
And what you have done is actually you stirred up, you provoked them.
管教孩子们会不舒服、不高兴，这是几乎是常见的情形。要是
If we discipline our children, they don't feel comfortable, they don't like it. It's very normal. Don't think it's something else.
所以孩子们也不要拿这件事情对爸爸说，你不可以让我生气啊。It's different.
Don't take this verse and say, "Hey, Dad, don't provoke me." That's not what the Lord is talking about.
不是 ，Don't make me mad. 这里是讲是 provoke.
Don't make me upset. Don't make me mad.
这个对管教一定 upset.
When you are disciplined.You will be upset.
一定会不舒服。
You will feel uncomfortable.
But we need that.
But we need it.
我曾经跟你们讲过，我很小的时候。
And I shared this with many of you before. When I was young,
我是全家老幺嘛。
And I was the youngest in the family.
哥哥们都去上学了，只剩下我。
All my brothers went to school. I'm the only one at home.
那我从小在台湾的眷村长大的。
And I was living in a village family.
所以我常常一个人没有事干，就像遍地游行的狮子，是没有回家的。
So I didn't have anything to do. So I was walking around the village. I didn't have any place to go.
就在我们眷村一块空地，他们常常有人偷东西来卖。
And mosques and this courtyard where all the fishers lived, and there would be merchants that would bring things that they would want to sell.
And it was even told it just like friend yard, or just friend yard to see his own. So just the wire box, you see.
These ducklings that were raised in the wild.
Because
he sell his product, all the mom were standing by listening.
You
buy the ducks, they will give you more ducks, and they will have more eggs, and you'll be very wealthy and be very rich, not have to worry about anything. I heard the story, I was so impressed. I ran home, I told my mom the same story. I said, Mom, come, buy a duckling. I guarantee my mom, according to the merchant, that this duck will lay eggs.
然后后来这个鸭慢慢长大，它住到我们家日本市房子的那个地皮上，我每次都钻进去找蛋，都找不到。The duckling
begins to grow and mature, and lived under the house as a Japanese style home. And every time I would crawl underneath to look for eggs, I couldn't find any.
后来我就想到这个我答应我妈妈的。And
then I remember I promised my mom.
我想不能让她难过，所以说
I can't cause her to be grieved.
今天从看她希望她是。So
I'm looking at the duck every day. One day I was wandering in the wilderness.
正好经过有一个家养了一只母鸡，下蛋。And
I saw, I came across a family who raised chickens, and they laid eggs.
你知道母鸡下蛋，啪啪啪，叫，就在那边叫，我就引起我注意，我就看到一个蛋在那边。
You know the chicken right before they lay eggs, they would begin to make noises. And I found an egg.
我为了安慰我妈妈，我就把那个蛋给偷了。And
to comfort my mom, I stole that egg.
然后我就跑回家，高兴地跟我妈说：“你家下蛋了。”
I was so excited. I turned to mom and I said, "Mom, our duck finally laid egg."
然后我就看我妈妈一点都不高兴了。
And then my mom was very upset.
就是那个番鸭长大了以后，它是公的，头上就会长那个红冠的，然后看得出来的。我妈妈早知道是公鸭了。These
ducklings, when they get old, you realize they are males because they have distinct features. And my mom knew it was a male duck.
怎么会突然跑来说公这个番鸭生了鸡蛋呢？
How in the world do you come to me now and say it's laid an egg?
你看我的出发点是什么？
You realize that the origination of my thought is to honor my mom.
我为了安慰我妈。
I want to comfort my mom.
你说要不要管？
Do I need to be disciplined?
就决定鞭打所爱的孩子。
Of course, you chastise whom you love.
我妈没有管我，等我爸爸回来，然后我爸�ba吃鱼。My
mom didn't do anything at the moment, but my dad.
现在差不多了，但是 I really appreciate 我很少被我爸妈管过。And
I seldom was disciplined by mom and dad.
因为我们被训练的都是要自立自强，要懂得上进。We
been trained to do right and to do the best for ourselves.
我几乎从小到大没有对我爸爸讲过一次。 说你要好好读书，我们都不太好好读书。I can
remember a time when my parents actually told me that you got to study hard.
但是那次对爸爸妈管教对我印象深刻。That
particular discipline that day left a lasting memory for me.
所以我们需要被管的，因为这是爱。We
need to be disciplined because this is love.
而且在这个背后里面，不光只是管，而是有成。
There's also a monastery's teaching.
对，那个这个中国的父母很多的时候只管不教，只养不育。
And the Chinese families, a lot of times, they were disciplined, but they were not admonished. They would raise them up, but they would not nurture them.
为了养孩子，中国的父母给孩子们的照顾、好处，这个。
Concerning raising up, giving our kids the very best, the Chinese culture, the Chinese mom oftentimes surpass many other cultures.
A lot of times
are too precious and we don't want to eat, we would give to our children. So kids, you need to appreciate these things and don't compare yourself with other kids. Look at mom and dad, look at how they live. The things that they don't want to spend money on themselves on, they will actually spend it on you. The cell phones that they use oftentimes are the ones that are left behind by you and they give you the new one.
然后每次都说我喜欢吃鱼头跟鱼肉片。
Every time they will say I like the fish head here, you take the actual meat.
每次都让你们先吃，说我不饿。
And they will tell you to eat first, or I'm not hungry yet.
所以你不要去跟别人比，说你看他家开店，看他住这个有 ocean view 的房子，不要去跟别人。
And don't compare with other people. I said, oh, look at those family. They drive Mercedes Benz and they live in an ocean front house.
要懂得数算出的恩典，感谢自己的父母。
You need to learn to count your blessings and thank your parents.
同样的父母亲，你们一定要照着主的教训和启示。
At the same time, parents, be admonished by the Lord, according to what the Lord teaches.
对孩子的小的时候，一定要培养他们随时顺服的个性。
And while they're still young, cultivate within them a personality of character and obedience.
如果你趁着小的时候没有 bend his will or her will, 让他的意志顺服的话。
If you do not bend their will when they're young,
将来大了，他们不会顺服神，他们不会顺服老板，他们不会顺服教会。
When they're older, they will not obey God, they will not obey their boss, they will not obey the church.
因为他们从小任性惯了。
Because they've done according to their will ever since they were young.
如果连十岁以下的孩子你都管不了他，你想十岁以下他会变好吗？
If they are younger than 10 years of age, you can't discipline, you can't train them up. You think you can change them after 10?
可是你今天到处去看那些小孩子的任性不受管制。
You see everywhere that a lot of kids, they are just not disciplined.
他们想用逼迫父母的方法在爸爸妈妈听他，而不是他听爸爸妈妈。
They throw a tantrum, they scream, they yell until they are listened to.It's not that they're listening to mom and dad.
孩子应该是我们塑造他的性格，而不是他来塑造我们。
We need to cultivate the character of our children, not the other way around.
千万不要以为给孩子设定 boundary, 设定 limit 是跟自己冲突。No.
Do not think that by establishing boundaries for kids, we're setting up conflicts in their life.
刚开始他们可能会有一点不舒服，但是久了他们自己会需要会觉得有安全感。
In the beginning, maybe they would feel uncomfortable, but sooner or later they'll discover this is for my protection. This is for my safety.
孩子如果大一点的话，可以跟他们沟通的来设定 boundary.
And when they're older, you can communicate with them and establish a boundary together.
Now, once agreed, 大家都可以觉得这是合理的时候，就要 consist, 一定要 consist.
And once we agree, this is reasonable for everyone, then we need to be consistent.
所以如果他 break 了，他犯规了，是他自己接受这 consequence, 而不是你处罚他。
If he breaks those boundaries, is he receiving the consequence of what he agreed to, stronger punishment from you?
因为这能够帮助孩子有一个学习，就是他要认识圣经属人生属灵的法则，就是你种什么收什么。
He needs to understand the principle spiritually and also in life. What you sow is what you will reap.
对时间是很好的，如果你不把玩具收好，下一个礼拜这些玩具都不准碰。
And you tell your kids beforehand, hey, if you don't put away your toys, next week, no toys.
所以等到他真的不收好的时候，你就一定要提醒上个礼拜绝对不准他碰。
And when he really doesn't put away his toys, then you gotta be stern enough and say, okay, no toys next week.
所以他不快乐不舒服，你要提醒他，这是你自己决定的，这是你自己 make your own decision. 你要有这个 consequence, 你要有这个结果。
And when he's uncomfortable, he's fussing, you need to remind him, hey, this is the consequence of your choice. You made this happen.
巴不得让你今天可以玩，这是你自己选择要这个礼拜不玩，因为你昨天 break 了你的 rule.
I wanted you to have your toys every day, but you chose for yourself not to have toys this week because you broke your own rule.
你要晓得，这个对他来说是一件很重要的教育，让他从年轻就知道我做的决定会有结果，我只能怎么说。
It's an important lesson for life to realize whatever I sow, I will reap.These are the consequences of what I did.
所以有时候看到一个故事，一个很经典的，虽然是幽默的故事，讲到一个妈妈就跟孩子讲说：“你不收玩具的话，我明天不让你玩了，怎么样？”
And so I heard I read the story.
对，他说：“你如果不收玩具，不准睡觉。”
A humorous story, and the mom said to the kid, "Hey, if you don't put away your toys, you're not going to sleep."
你答不答应？
You agree?
他说我答应。
And the kid says,
"Absolutely." 妈妈就拿玩具给他玩。
So mom gave him the toys.
然后你就晓得结果了。他玩完了以后呢，根本已经上床睡觉了。
So you know, after he played, he went on bed to sleep.
对，妈妈在房间忙完事情出来一看，全都是玩具，然后孩子已经睡觉了。
And then when mom comes out from the kitchen, realizes the toys on the floor, but the kid is lying in bed.
你们会怎么做
？What would you do?
开口气。又开始说
，You just sigh and you begin to put away the toy yourself.
这个妈妈一定是中国妈妈，她就这样叹口气把它收好了。
Probably a Chinese mom who sighs and goes and put away the toy.
收完了以后进房间，拿到她房间去的时候
，And she went to the room where the child was sleeping.
发现她说的只是在这个枕头旁边写了一句话 ，Sorry and thanks, mom.
And realized this kid left her the mom a note, sorry
Thanks, Mom.
하지만 한 엄마 이름을 받았어.
He already knew that Mom would pick it up for him.
그래서 매주 주님의 시간을 딸 키우기가 쩡쩡. 내가 딸 키우면 저를
disciplined. But this is the reason why we cannot raise up a child that is disciplined for
us. 우리가 시간을 기울이고 있어.
We need the Lord to give us wisdom.
어제의 시시를 지나치.
오늘의 시시를 지나치. 어디서 more prayer.
主，我们再次把我们自己和我们的家交在你的手中。Well,
we once again commit ourselves and our families into your hands.
我们谢谢在你的主宰的权柄和恩典下，让我们建立了家庭。Lord,
we thank you that in your sovereignty you have formed our family.
好，虽然我们对我们自己的家庭，我们仍然觉得有许多的地方需要改进。We
have all of us feel that there are areas in our families that need improvement.
但是我们却知道你的恩典够用，而且你亲近与我们同在。And
we know that your grace is more than sufficient for us, and you are with us.
我们特别为着我们的孩子向你献上感谢。And
we particularly want to give you thanks concerning our children.
每一个孩子都是宝贵的。
Every single one of them are precious.
每一个孩子你交在我们手中这十几年。 不是只让我们享受他们,
you commit these kids into our hands and these years, and not only will we enjoy them ourselves,
而是给了我们一个最神圣荣耀的托付，是为你来培养自己的下一代,
but the most holy commission that we may raise up the next generation for you.
我们求你祝福我们的孩子们,
Lord, we ask you to bless our children.
在我们祝福前途母亲的早些上的亏欠, 主啊，你自己来替我们补足。
And the shortcomings of us being mom and dads, Lord, we ask that you would supply our deficiencies.
我们需要有更多的智慧，也需要有更多的恩典。
We need greater wisdom and greater grace.
那我们在这个充满压力、痛苦的时代里面，我们的家中仍然满有你的爱和祝福。
And in this generation that's full of pressure and a lot of troubles, we pray that your peace would dwell with us.
让我们的家真像一个家。
That our family would truly be a home.
我们也求你祝福我们的孩子们，让他们懂得顺服。And
we ask that you would raise up help our children that they would learn to obey.
就像所罗门所劝我们的，要叫父亲得安慰，叫母亲我们的能够喜乐。As
Solomon says that really mom and dad may be comforted and they may rejoice over us.
让每一个孩子都是父母亲的骄傲，都是父母亲的喜乐和安慰。That
every child would be the pride and joy of their mom and dad.
不让他们随从这个时代的潮流和态度。
But do not allow us to go according to the current and the way of this generation. Help the purity of heart towards you.
不叫他们遇见试探，助他们脱离凶恶。
Do not allow them to be tempted and deliver them from the evil one.
让我们的每一个家，不仅父母爱孩子，孩子也真懂得孝顺父母。
Not only mom and dad love their kids, but all the kids will learn to honor and to obey them.
你说这是主所喜悦的。
This pleases you, O Lord.
你也说这是你一定要祝福的。
And you say you will bless them.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.